Thank you, Mr. Coordinator, and thank you to the President, the Coordinator, and the Secretariat for putting together this panel, and thank you to the panellists for their presentation. Australia's commitment to action on ERW is long-standing and recognises the significant impact these have on communities, often for many years after hostilities have ceased. Australia's Mine Action Work seeks to reduce and eliminate the socio-economic impact of these ERW through effective leadership and advocacy. We seek to improve the quality of life for victims, reduce the number of deaths and injuries, and enhance capacity of countries to manage their programs. Australia provides assistance to Pacific Island countries to dispose of explosive remnants of war through a long-standing defence program called Operation Render Safe, which commenced over a decade ago. The program utilises the Australian Defence's explosive ordnance disposal capabilities to reduce the threat of unexploded remnants of war. The 2019 iteration of Operation Render Safe was conducted in October and November of 2019 in the Solomon Islands. In partnership with the Royal Solomon Islands Police Force, the ADF and New Zealand Defence Force, the operation successfully cleared a large number of explosive remnants of war and conducted partnered training on explosive ordnance disposal. On a sober note, we are deeply saddened to learn of the deaths of two members of the Norwegian People's Aid in an accident in the Solomon Islands just recently. Explosive remnants of war continue to kill long after the battles are over. We will remember the sacrifice of these two brave men from Australia and the UK in the service of humanitarian mine action in our region. Our thoughts are with their families and loved ones. In closing, we must collectively do more to minimise the impact of explosive remnants of war in post-conflict situations. Australia remains committed to working with the international community in